But again, it was terrible.
Great and terrible.
Right, like the great and terrible Ozymandias, huh? Look on my works, you mighty in despair.
He was in despair. Analogy. He was despairing. His music was full of despair.
He couldn't get away from what he was being oppressed by, which was namely
by the
everything.
Electromagnetism and by all the people and all the people in his head. And basically all the voices in his mind.
Right, the voices in his mind. It was his mind that oppressed him. It was his own oppression that made him how he was.
To be able to escape would have been impossible.
I agree that his imprisonment actually was his liberation, because therein came all the greatness and the music that it poured forth.
It's like
jazz. It was really a function of his inability to get free of it.
Self-creating
irony. Jazz is his inability manifest in form.
That's
so
beautiful.
It was chaotic and insane and yet totally perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Mm.